our situation in as genocide in 2016 when the UN and Syria Commission issued our in Thailand. They come to destroy. Yet more than a decade later, the genocide continued, driven by interests of settled parties. Thousands of Yazidi remained in camp in Kurdistan region, deprived of their right and returned to blockade and registration. Our children grew up without a proper education, healthcare, were without a basic right. Many of our rights, our mass graves remained unopened, while survivors, especially children, suffer severe and psychological trauma without access and support, a program in Sinjar. After a decade of Western government pledging to support us, no one have appointed to task for dedicated to resolving our need and local political security and administration. Thousands of Yazidi women and children are still held captive by ISIS. Meanwhile, the thousands of Yazidi in Europe, they fail to deportation to Kurdistan region, where they cannot speak freely without political violence. Under the genocide convention, the UN is obligated to protect us facing genocide. We demand justice and international security for Sinjar. The UN must act now and stop the ongoing genocide to Yazidi against. In the line of Charter, which was adopted in December 1948 to protect human rights and prevent genocide.
Thank you very much. I go to the Bangladesh Christian Association Europe.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It is an honor to speak there today at the United Nations Minority Forum. I am Suchitra Teresa Rosario, President of Bangladesh Christian Association Europe.